Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all. God bless you all on this morning. And I just give God the praise and give God the glory, for he is always and he is good. And I just thank God once again for you all that continue to, I'm not going to say press your way or push your way, because when you begin to find things and begin to tap into the value of different things, it's no press, it's no push. It's very easy to be a part of. A lot of times, a lot of things that we are pressing and pushing for, because we really do not have the desire to be in or be a part. So now it becomes a struggle. And if it becomes a struggle, we have to press our way. We have to push our way. But when I begin to value the different things that I want to be a part in or I want to connect with, it's no struggle. It's nothing that I need to push. It's nothing that I need to press. It's nothing that I need to go through because it's no struggle. Because I want to be here. I want to be a part. Just on the last week, you know, I'm spending some time with my mentor. And, you know, I mentor, they when come in and ready to spend some time with their spiritual children, they don't have that much time. So it's a lot of revelations that they need to pour into you. Some information, it'll take an individual 4, 5, 6 years to get, but they need to pour into you right away. So you're talking about spending time from 4 in the morning to where like early in the morning, you're looking at 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning until sometimes the next morning, about 1, 2 or 3 o'clock in the next morning, where you're just getting poured into. You're just constantly getting poured into. But we don't get sleepy. We don't get to the point to where I'm ready to go to sleep. I can't take this no more. Why? Because I have a desire to be there, because I see the value. And because I see the value, I want to be there. So it's no struggle why I'm still here or why we still here or why we still apart. It doesn't be a struggle because you want to be a part of something. It be a struggle when you really don't want to be a part of, when you don't really want to deal with this or deal with individuals or deal with certain people. So all that becomes a struggle. Your job could become a struggle because you just don't want to deal with certain people on your job. You just don't want to go there and got to deal with this and deal with that. So it becomes a place of struggle. Amen. Then it becomes a place where we have to continue to press. Life could be a beautiful thing. And also, life could be a place to where we look at it as struggle. And we got to get up and start our day or start our morning, every day, pressing. Pushing. Why? Because I don't see the value what life work will bring to me. I don't see the value of what's going on in my life. I got so much chaos going around me, so much of debt is going around me, so much of things that is going around me to where all my trouble outweigh me being grateful. All my troubles as I win that. So guess what? It becomes a press. It becomes a push because I just don't have no desire to wake up and be thankful regardless of what I hear around me saying give thanks or give joy unto the Lord for he is good. We don't have no desire, so it becomes a press. So I thank God for each and every one of you that this wasn't no press. By now, if you're going to be a part, you're going to be a part. By now, this is going to separate the ones that, you know what, I'm ready for the change. And when change begins to take place, not everybody go. Everybody have the opportunity, but not everybody is going to go. Why? Because they have not completely made up in your mind. You got to understand something. A thought is not made up. A thought is not something that where my mind is made up. That's just a thought. That's an idea. It could become a desire, you know, that is formed in my mind. But that doesn't mean that my mind is made up. When my mind is made up, everything about me begins to line up. Everything about me begins to get in order. That's how I have a made up mind. And because when your mind is made up, everything follows. You don't have to say my mind made up, then you do one thing. No, when your mind is made up, everything is follow. If my mind made up and this is the place where I want to go or this is the destination that I am going, my mind is made up. Guess what? Everything about me is going to lead towards that destination because I have a made up mind. Are our minds really made up? I just thank God and we give God the glory and we just bless his holy name because he is worthy to be praised and his mercy endure forever and ever. And you just give God the praise and you just count it all joy for what God is doing in the right now season. And I just thank God for what he is doing. And I thank God for each and every one of you that just continue to make your way into a place. I'm not going to say press because by now it's not a press. By now you just ready to You engage. You send value. Something is triggering in your spirit that causing you to get into another place or go into another dimension or another realm within God, and causing you to come into a place of deliverance, deliverance spiritually and also naturally, where God could continue to take you into these realms, or to continue to take you into these places where He so desires. That's why I could truly sit here this morning and to tell each and every one of you, not a Sunday morning message or not a message where everybody up and alert. I can use this quote very sincerely. Your life is never going to be the same. You are never going to be the same. You're never going to have the same outlook that you had on yesterday. You're never going to have the same mentality that you had on yesterday. The enemy could bring the same old attack to you that caused you at one point your knees to buckle, caused you at one point to have your mind to be wavering, but this time your mind is not going to be wavering. This time you are stronger, you are wiser. This time you know the ins and outs, and you got more information. So you gather more information, the truth of the gospel, and by you gathering and receiving new information and more information, you don't receive tools in the spirit, for you could continue to engage into the different things that is trying to pull you out of that place with God, pull you out of from that realm that you keep excelling and keep ascending to. And coming out of a place of poverty and lack is not so much a dealing with financial poverty and lack, but it's so much a dealing with your peace. It's so much dealing with your joy. It's so much dealing with your relationship. It's so much dealing with relationship outside of your immediate relationship, for the as co-workers and friends and church family, church laborers and co-laborers and different things. I could truly say that it will never be the same, because once we begin to engage into the realm of the kingdom, engage into the things of God and the truth of God, there's no way in the world our life is going to be the same. There's no way that your mentality or your mindset or the perception of your outlook and what you see is going to be the same. It's going to be different. And now I pray and begin into position, as we position to get ready to go into a shift. And God is going to use these 2 days to finalize our shift into the new realm of spirit. We are not going to be going backwards. We're not going to pick up that old mindset. We're not going to pick up what we used to think and how we used to think. We're not going to pick up that same vocabulary that we used to use last week or week before last or 2 years or 3 years ago. Our vocabulary even going to change. We're not going to have the same outlook or the same presentation that we have, that we used to have. Even our presentation is going to change about ourselves. Who are we? Our identity is going to change. It's going to be a change that takes place of us being mature individual, that we are growing to be sons and daughters of the Most High. And therefore, we have levels of respect of ourselves, how we carry ourselves, how we communicate, and use certain things and certain grammars that we place in place in our life. Everything about us is changing, and it's not changing for the worse. It is changing for the plan of God. It is changing for what God have us to be. Amen. I just give God the glory, and we give God the thanks. And I'm telling you right now, as you continue to excel in God, it's going to be things going to continue to change off you. It's going to be things going to continue to be changing and begin to be turning and turning and turning. But we have to keep on moving, because God's going to keep going. God's going to keep doing a new thing in you. If we're going to be by this time, the end of the year, this year, if we have not gone through another change from where we at right now, that means something in our life, we still stagnated. That means we need to check and make sure we are growing. That means we need to go ahead and look at ourselves and examine our life and making sure that we are focused on the will of the Lord. We are focused on what God has. Amen? Amen. Let me get into this, because we got a shortened time, a night, and we're going to get to a place. Amen? Amen. I want you to understand this. We understand this. The hurt that you have in your heart, or things that you have not got over, or doors in your life that you have not shut, At one point, it came in to be a, it's almost like it came in to be in your life where you protect it, protect your hurt. In other words, I'm not going to allow what I got hurt last year or how I got hurt last year. I'm not going to get hurt this year. I'm not going to allow somebody to come in my life and hurt me like this and hurt me like that. We become to the place to where we begin to protect different areas that we went through because we don't want to revisit these areas. We don't want it to happen to us again. We don't want it to go through. We do not want to go through it again. So we begin to protect. And we have different doors in our life that we have up and we sink and we ride out. Things that we do not deal with, it will become our enemies. I'm going to say that again. The things that we do not deal with in our life, in our past, it eventually become our enemy to where it begin to torment us, where it begin to take control of our life, take control of our moods, take control of our emotions, take control of our feelings. It must take control of where we see things. So the things that is in our life that we do not deal with, it becomes our enemy. My God, that's why, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost on this. That's why we become enemies to ourselves. We become enemies to ourselves for one simple reason, because we got issues and things that is in our life that we have not dealt with or we have not went back and revisit. We have not gone back to shut the doors or go back to that place and ask for forgiveness if we was the one that was in wrong, or we have not gone back and forgave the others and shut these doors, because what happened is it becomes your enemy. Instead of us excelling into the things and embracing and seeing the value that God placed around us, we will not be able to see it. Why? Because I still got some issues in my past. I still got open doors. So now it becomes your enemy. How it becomes your enemy? God could place somebody in your life right now to get ready to help you to excel to the next level, help you to excel to the next realm. Even be the one to open up opportunities for you in your life. But if you have not dealt with the issues that is in your past, you won't begin to see it. Because that individual that God placed, authority figure or a leader that is in your life, they have to deal with error that is in your life. Well, so they had to deal with the error that is in their life. Error always got to get dealt with truth and being recorrect and redirect. It's pertaining to you got to be recorrected and also redirected. And if you have not dealt with your past, when recorrection and redirection comes, what happens is you begin to reflect on the hurt. You'll think somebody's hurting you. You'll feel rejected. You'll be going to this place to where, here we go again, this person don't like me, this person got a problem. So now your past hurt or your past issues become your enemy. And that's the very thing will sabotage your relationship, sabotage you for going to the next place. Children of Israel had to experience that because they didn't dealt with their pain and they dealt with their hurt. They was very excited on leaving out of a place that kept them in captivity. But they was hurt as people. Their spirits was crushed. They were just crushed. Amen. Self-esteem was just crushed because they was in a place of control. Even though they built up this strongness on the outside, but in the inside, they was weeping. They was crushed. How many of us is like that today? We got this strongness that we got on the outside, but in the inside, we are well and we are crying because we are crushed. We are crushed. And we continue to keep the outside shell because why? That's all we know. That's all I have all these years that protected me and causes and protecting me for not dying in the midst of my situation. That's all I know to keep it up. Amen. But in the inside, I am crushed. And because of them, they was very excited to come out of a place. How many of us were so excited to come out of a place? So excited to begin to see the light of day that is in our life. But yet we still crushed. We still had pain. We still was weeping. We still had all this going on. And we still have a lot of things that we was dealing with inside that individuals never know. And we thought because of us coming out of a place and we could see something different, we could see something new. It's a new scenery. It's a new walk now. It's a new things. We feel as though we have arrived. but we have not dealt with what's going on in the inside. And because they have not dealt with what's going on the inside, all they have is perception of where they was at, even though they're not there anymore. So everything around them becomes a problem, an issue, a complaining issue, even though the blessings of God is just pouring down inside of them. They still seen problems. They said the issue. They still was complaining. They still had this because why? They never dealt with the hurt. They never got grieving counseling. They never dealt with the issues or then about the issue when they was in a place of captivity. If you don't deal with the place where you was at in the place of captivity and come to a turn of your hurt and these different doors, it will become your enemy. It'll be the very thing that prevents you from excelling in life. It'll be the very thing that will sabotage relationship, cause sons and daughters, sons, fathers, and spiritual fathers with their sons and daughters, spiritual mothers with their sons and daughters, relationships to split. It'll cause individuals that have great opportunity to walk in doors where their financial life is going to change. It'll cause that relationship to split. It'll cause you to walk away, or it caused you to get fired from your job. It'll cause different things to happen in your life to where you thought you was getting ahead, but you begin to go down this spiral. And it wasn't a spiral that God ordained or is for you. It's because your issues that is in you, it turned towards your enemy because we ain't dealt with our issues. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that God begin to pull the issues that is within inside of us out of us. We don't continue to walk with this outer shell, this outer hardness, this outer place. And we feel as though because we're not there in that place no more, we're not in certain people's lives no more, we're not in certain circumstances no more, and we're not in this here no more, and God will shift us into a new place. I'm not in that same town no more. I'm in a different town. I'm not in that same state no more. I'm in a different state. I'm not in that same relationship no more. I'm in a different relationship. I'm not in that same church no more. I'm in a different church. But still, we have not come to face the pain that is inside of me, the pain that caused grievance, the hurt that it caused grievance, the hurt that is causing tear, the hurt that is causing scars on our minds and on our spirits, that it constantly relive every day because we are constantly remembering about different things. God calls it to come forth in the name of Jesus because we want to deal with what is in front of us, that is inside of us, for we could continue to move forth within you without hindrance, without that it's going to stop us in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Let's begin to deal with that. And when we begin to deal with that, we'll begin to see that our life is going to change. Things is not where it used to be. Things is not where we thought it was because we don't dealt with that. Let's stop walking around and let's face the reality. Let's face the reality that I am hurting in the inside, not because of you, my brother, not because of you, my sister. It's because of things that I did not shut door, and now it becomes my enemy. It becomes the very thing that is stopping me from progressing to move forward in life. Amen and amen. We got to understand, to have a servant heart is a blessing. A servant heart to be in the kingdom of God, that is the first thing that you must receive and you must have. You got to have a servant's heart. And if you don't have a servant's heart, you truly, truly are not going to be able to grow in the ministry and grow into a body of Christ. A people that doesn't have value, they don't see the value in leadership. They doesn't see the value in the things of God. And they do not have a church, a servant heart. Them are the people, they are the people that you will see constantly move from church to church, place to place. They'll quit this ministry, go to another ministry. This ministry ain't right, they'll go to another ministry. That ministry ain't right, they'll go to another ministry. Eventually, we got a name for them. We call them renegades. They renegades, church hoppers, you know, people that just go from one place to one place and never set down. It's because they don't see the value. It's because they don't see value in leadership. They don't see value in themselves. They don't see different things, and they do not have a servant heart. And because they don't have a servant heart, they don't know how to be submissive. They don't know how to be humble, and they don't know how to serve. And because of that there, they always be in a place of unsettled. You'll know a person that has a servant heart, because all it takes a little issue, a little trial, or some type of circumstances, and you'll see what's going to happen. 9 out of 10, if they have a servant heart, they will submit, they will humble down, and they will get in position and get locked. If they don't, they will run. They will run, and they'll constantly keep running and constantly find problems over here, over there, everywhere. When are we, as saints of God, going to stop running? Stop running and blaming everything on everybody else, but yet we cannot look in ourselves. It's not everybody else. God sat me down on the other day, and God says, he says, son, I wouldn't care if you were in a place. Every place that I put people at, I ordained this place. I ordained for people to be where they at. And regardless of what's going on around them, what they don't get, I will give it to them. All you have to do is be humble. He took me back into my life. He took me back into where I was a servant of God, and I served my leader. I was armor bearer. I was in ministry of health. I was all kinds of stuff. I was the chauffeur. I was all kinds of stuff with my leader. And I didn't care about, I wasn't so deep to try to figure out, okay, what they teach. I've always been this person. Who God placed in my life, I don't have to question God. I don't question God. I don't go and question the authorityship that who he placed in my life. I don't go and question that. And when you begin to question that, you begin to tap into the Lucifer spirit. That's the Lucifer spirit. That's the one that questions God up in heaven about his authority and his role. Whoever God placed in our life to be a help to, we don't have to question. It's no question at all. Now, it was certain things that as I began to mature that I seen that it wasn't correct and it wasn't right. God moved me. I didn't move myself. God caused a movement to go in because I was faithful in my leader for about 12 years. 12 years I was submitted, and I ain't have plans on going nowhere. I was just ready to spend the rest of my time just like that serving. But I understood right from wrong. Why? Because God began to remove the veil. I didn't have to do it myself. God did it. God removed the veil. God began to allow me to see different things. God began to remove me. I didn't remove myself. And the things that I did not get, the truth or different things wasn't right, God made sure he gave it to me. You don't miss anything when you are walking with God. Many people feel as though, well, I got to go because they ain't giving them right. No, when you're in God's divine will, what you need, God going to always equip those who he called. He's going to always equip you what you need. So and this is the strategy that the enemy used for us not to be servants, for us to just move around. Because as you continue to move around, you're going to be continuing to be undeveloped. You don't develop yourself. You need a ground to put your roots in for you to be developed. That's every one of us, even us, myself. If you don't have no ground to put your roots in, you are missing the process. It's something that you are not going to get. It's nutrients. The ground contains nutrients. The ground contains water. The ground contains, it holds water and holds different things that we need for we could continue to grow and excel. And if you don't have no ground or you don't have no foundation, you are not going to be able to excel into the things of God. We have to have a servant's heart. And that's the thing, the attack of the enemy. The enemy wants us to see, well, you ain't going to get it. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do that. Well, let me tell you something. The enemy is a liar. Because one thing about God, what you need, God will give it. What you need to have, God will give it. Regardless if some of you that is listening right now and you're in a situation to where you're frustrated, you're trying to figure out, you know, I deserve to be ordained. I'm ready for my leader to, can they see the realization of me? I didn't care about none of that. I wasn't thinking about preaching. I wasn't thinking about ordaining. I was looking at my assignment right now. And that's the only thing that my focus was going no further than that. I never could see this day coming. Even though the calling and the chosen was on my life, I never seen this day. I never predicted this day because I was too busy engaged in servanthood and my job description that God gave me. So I understand now because I was faithful to my servant as a servant. I was faithful as servanthood. So guess what? Now I could be promoted into other areas. Because just as so, if I was faithful to that individual and loyal, God understand that I'd be faithful and loyal to him. Guess what? That is so true. Because I'm so faithful and loyal to God. I won't allow nothing. Don't fool yourself. And we thinking that, hey, this in me, this is who I am, this is what I heard. No, no, no. That's why the Bible say, how can you say you love me but hate your brother, hate your neighbor? You cannot love me that somebody you never seen or somebody you haven't seen every day. And here come your brother that you see every day and you don't love your brother. You don't love the person that is in your life that you see in the now place. Let's not allow the enemy to fool us that. Amen. You have to have a servant. And John the 13th chapter, it talks about Jesus, how he was a servant. And Jesus, what Jesus did and washed the feet of his disciples. He washed the feet of disciples. He went to the lowest of the low of the servanthood to where he dotted his I's and crossed his T's as no excuse. You know, you're dealing with your feet. You're dealing with the dirt. You're dealing with so much of stuff at the bottom of your feet. And also, that is part of your ministry, your walk. You got to be willing to deal with the feet. Feet is what we call it, quote unquote, on the ground. It's a whole bunch of mess on the ground. It's just filthy. It's germs. It's mess. It's all kinds of stuff on the ground. But guess what? That's the heart of a servant. A heart of a servant is understanding that they're going to deal with all types of issues. They're going to deal with all types of situations. They're going to deal with all kinds of things that are going to come their life, going to come into their life. That's the heart of a servant. And they understand that no matter what, even in the same text in the book of John, the 13th chapter, it talks about way at the beginning, before Jesus exposed him at table where they was eating at, before it got exposed, way at the beginning, the text talks about how Satan entered into the heart of Judah, how Satan entered into his heart. Even though God knew that, that the enemy was in that, he did not show any types of, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Satan came in his heart way at the beginning. Let me get the scripture for you, then you can really you can really see it for yourself right here in John, the 13th chapter in the second verse. It says, during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, Simon, to betray him. You know, God, you know, being a servant, thanks of God, you're going to see things that you're not going to want to see. You're going to experience some things that you really don't want to experience. But God didn't call you to be the one to make a decision of what's going on. He called you to serve. We here to serve the just, well, so the unjust. We here to serve whoever. Because in due time, God will make decisions for our life. It's not us to make the decision. Because when we begin to make decisions, and that be our self-will. And so many times we'll get in this place because of different things that goes on in our life. We'll begin to start hearing from God all of something, start seeing for God all of something. God told us to run. God told us to run and don't look back and all this kind of stuff here. God done said all this here and God done the move. No, 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 no. Because at the end of the day, God, your neighbor, pastor, friend, co-worker, whoever, they are souls. And you mean to tell me that God ain't going to try to win that soul? You mean to tell me that God is not going to try to deliver that soul? You mean to tell me that God is not going to try to set that soul free? Sometimes we forget where we don't come from in life. And because we don't got a little revelation, we don't got a little dream, we don't got a little tongue speaking, and we feeling a little goosebumps that running down our spinal cord, we forget where we don't come from in life. We forget that we was into a place of the pit and a place of dungeon. And because we don't came into a little place where we got a little revelation, we ain't doing this no more. I don't do that no more. We want to bring everybody else where we at. We can't do that. A heart of a servant understand, and they will always stay submitted to the call and to what God done chose them for. You cannot be promoted or increased if you don't walk through servanthood. You cannot be promoted and increase or things in your life increases if you don't humble and be submitted to something. Increase comes from a place of I have, but I don't have enough, and I need to increase. Coming from a place I don't have, because if you don't have, you need resources in your life. You need something to have. So it's nothing to increase on if you don't have joy. It's nothing to increase on if you don't have peace. You need peace. You need joy. So we have to give, you need to get peace. You need to get joy for increase to come into your life. But when you have peace, you have joy, you have finances, you have some wisdom, you have some knowledge, you need an increase. In order to get the increase, you got to humble yourself down as a servant. A servant doesn't lead the leader. A servant submit to the leader to be taught by the leader. Who is the leaders? Who is the leaders? Leaders could consist of anybody. Leader could consist of anybody that have the capacity that to be able to bring something into your life and what you need. Sometimes leaders doesn't come with all of this full around package, but you have to understand and you have to know that, okay, this leader, my leader doesn't carry this, but they carry this. Let me tap into that value. And let me ask them, can we get some help about this and about that? You will never know the capacity. It's just like this here. If I got two houses and you want to expand to three houses and I help you to get your first two houses and now you want to go to your third house, so you want to confide in me about your third house. Well, I cannot help you with your third house. I can only take you far where I'm at. That's the furthest I could take you. That's the furthest anybody could take you, where they accomplished. Regardless of how much of books that they read, only person that get paid for their knowledge is a teacher or a professor. But when it comes to executing in your life, you need somebody that has that value, has that in their life that they could show forward. Show me. Amen. Don't get me into a place of where you're telling, and that's where we don't tap into. We're telling all this, but can we prove it? You're saying all this, but can you prove it? You said God is your blesser. Can you prove it? You said that God going to do a seed and a bud and everything. Can you prove it? Not for somebody else test from your own testimony. Can you prove it from your own life? And if I cannot prove it, that means I have not come to the place to execute. First thing you're going to receive knowledge first. But you're going to have a heart as a student. You got to have a teachable spirit. You got to have a servant spirit, not a spirit that is going to mislead. The greatest servant of all, and I look at the story, Elijah and Elijah, that was an awesome story. And special about an awesome story about servanthood. Amos, Ruth, and Naomi. Wherever thou go, I go it. That's an awesome story of submission. Because of their servant, Elijah was able to get a double portion. When God has the timing for you, because of your submission to where you at right now, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And because of where you are working right now, not having this run around spirit because you don't see the value. You don't see the value in anything. All you see is foolishness and people error, but you don't see your own error. And when you begin to submit and understand the value and understand the value of servanthood, now you're going to get ready to tap into a realm when God say, now the release is time for your release. My God, not only Job tapped into the double portion of the double for his trouble over there, and Elijah tapped into as well. Double portion of his leader spirit. And Elijah was a very wealthy individual.
He wasn't an individual to where he was out on the wayside and had a begging spirit. He was very wealthy. Order for you begin to get the mantle to go to your next level, you have to have a heart of a servant. You have to have a heart. Order for you to get that increase in your life, because that double portion represents, my God, instantaneously increase. Not increase that he had to prolong and accumulate it over year and over time. That's instantaneous. That's instantaneous increase, that it happened immediately. I declare and I decree tonight, as we begin to go into the place that God done chose for us for these next 2 days, that you begin to tap into the mind and the heart of a servant and begin to humble and submit. Because your next phase in your life is going to be a double portion. It's going to be a double portion of blessing. It's going to be a double portion of opportunity. It's going to be a double portion of peace. It's going to be a double portion of joy. It's going to be a double portion of wisdom. I declare and I decree tonight, Shedavahoya, that you will not sabotage your mission. You will not uproot your grounds anymore. You will stay planted. You will stay putted. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that God's going to begin to take the veils and take the scales off your eyes. You'll begin to tap the value of God, the value of what he placed around you, the value of leadership, regardless if it's leaders that God chooses to have in the church, well, so outside of church. You'll begin to tap into your destiny, and your destiny is going to have you to tap into your purpose. I declare and decree tonight that we will not have mindset that is unsubmissive and unhumble, a mindset that we're not in service and priesthood, that it calls in us to contaminate our now. It calls in us to sabotage where we at right now. I declare and decree tonight that nobody that is listening right now that is going to miss another blessing because they cannot submit to leaders. They cannot submit where they at right now. They cannot serve because they are too busy trying to be a leader where God have not released them in the season as of yet. I declare and decree right now that you will not miss your appointed blessing that God has for you right now. I destroy in the Holy Ghost every root and every vine, every seed that took place in your life, every weed that took place in your life to cause contamination in your thoughts, to cause contamination in your spirit, to cause you to walk in error, you to think in error, you to move in error, you to execute in error, you make decisions in error, you have prayers in error, you begin to operate in the prophetic in a error. In the name of Jesus, that it is destroyed by the blood of Jesus. It is destroyed. If you do not face what you dealt with on yesterday, it eventually becomes your enemy. And it eventually becomes the very place that they're going to sabotage you. And you'll know that it's your enemy. Because all it got to do, all issues that is a familiar place where you was at and you've been hurt, is how you're going to handle that situation. And if we look at that situation and run, your past will become your enemy. And you cannot move no further until we deal with the past. We deal with the inner hurt. That's what the children of Israel was dealing with, the inner hurt. It's not where they come from, because they was very excited to move and travel into a new place. But they did not see the value of Moses like they supposed to, because of the inner hurt, because of the inner things, and they had always put the best on the outside. Let's be individuals as we begin to engage into this paradigm shift between today and tomorrow. Let's have a servant spirit. It's not about us being a pastor or apostles or preachers or trying to be the next big thing or the next big artist or the next big dancer or the next big whatever. It's about serving. The servant of the heart of a servant
and the humbleness and submission of a servant that's going to illuminate each office. It's that hard. It's that humility. It's not because I'm a great preacher. It's not because I could bring great revelation. It's not because I'm an excellent singer. It's not because I'm an excellent dancer. It's not because I'm an excellent teacher where I go, I'm very fluent in Greek and also in Hebrew. But it's because of your servanthood. You're able to serve the people. You're able to serve God. You're able to serve information from a place of humbleness and submission to where it illuminates or it magnifies the office that you are walking into. Without that, your office will never be able to be magnified in the face of the Lord. That way we'll be able to tap into our increase, increase that is in our life, double portion, increase of the mantle that Jesus left and that Elijah left for Elijah, and that mantle because of servanthood. That mantle, that place where, because Ruth and Naomi, because of the woman of God, begin to say, you know what, I go wherever you go. I follow. Your God is my God. And because of that, her life was changed. Her life was changed 360. Came from a place to where she left and came into a place and didn't have nothing. To now God, and he speeded up her life. Because of what? Because of a servant. A servant is a person that's going to seed into the realms of the blessings of residual like never before, because God could be able to trust the heart of a servant. A person that think they have all the common sense and think they know, they always experience lack in their life. Because why? They are not submitted to anyone but their self. That's not the order, and that's not the will of God. So let's begin to change our mindset. As you engage back into your local church, for those that is listening to us all over the world in different parts of the state, let's go. You go back to your local church, and you be an impact, and you be a servant to leadership. You be a servant to your pastor, because promotion is going to come, and it's not about your talent, and it's not about your gift that is going to cause you to be in promotion. It'll cause doors to be open for you, but if your character ain't there, it'll cause doors to be shut. Understand this. The Bible says your gift will make room for you, but it never says your gift will promote you. It never says your gift will keep you in the doors. Because of your gift, it will make room for you. In other words, it'll get you in the door of opportunity, but it will not keep you there, and it will not advance you into the place of opportunity. Understand that. So go back to your local church. Cut out the naysayers. Cut out all of this thing. Because if God ready to move you, and if God ready to shift you or place you in somewhere else, God will do it. And when God do it, he will give you everything that you need in life. He will give you everything that you think you miss. How do I know that? Because you're talking to a living witness. You're talking to a living testimony. You're talking to a testimony. Go to your local church. For those that is not a part of EDM, you're part of other ministries, you're part of working with other ministries, go to your local church. Be a servant. Submit. Because you got to believe, if you got a calling on your life, you're going to be in position where we at right now. And every seed that you sowed in leadership, every seed that you sowed in your heart, every seed that you sowed in your mind, understand this, it's going to come back to you greater. You're going to begin to experience. So instead of people seeing the value that is within you, they're going to always see something else. And it came from a place where you seen. Go to your local church. Let's begin to be an impact and influence. Not every ministry is for everybody. Don't allow anybody to pull you out of your local church. Don't allow anybody to pull you out of your home. Because if God wants you to move, he will move you. And he's going to make sure he do it the correct and do it the right way. Don't sabotage because we don't see the value. And we're allowing other people to, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Somebody must be going through this. Don't sabotage because you're allowing people to come in your life and put things into your ears and into your mind. Don't do that. And there's so many people that left their local church
They don't disconnect it from their leaders. They don't disconnect it from their place of promotion, their place where God can bless them over different things that they have not experienced themselves. They have not seen. You're going to have to tell people and be steadfast on it, regardless of what comes in your ear. If you have not seen it, you have not experienced it, it never happened to you, you could just only say, listen, I never experienced that. It never happened to me. I'm so unfortunate it happened to you, if that's where that may be at. But that is not my talk. That is not my walk. That is not my language. I got to stay where I'm at right now. Don't allow no one to move you. Because that's why people is continue chase and chase. And understand this, if you allow one person to move you, or if you move yourself and it wasn't God to move you, it's so easy for you to uproot yourself again and move somewhere else. It's so easy when stuff comes in or when it's time for a transitional shift, as what the ministry of ATM was going through, a transitional shift, and that's why the turbulence and the squeezing and different things happen. It's so easy to say, I'm out. I'm checking out of here. It's because we've been self-influenced, and we did it ourselves, and we said it was God. No, no, no. God is a stable person. He's a person that keeps us grounded. He is not a person that moves from place to place. He's very submissive. Even if we have the enemy around us, God still understands, and he still loves. He showed it through Jesus. Amen? Amen. I declare and I decree tonight as we begin to move off that those that is listening all over the world, those that is listening, pastors and different ones all over the world, I hope this helped even pastors and even apostles and pastors and preachers and teachers of the gospel that put their perspective and put their love back in the place where it needs to be and bring them into a place of deliverance where they can sail to the next realm and the next level. I hope this being a message to help a servant. Service, I'm a bearer, part of J's, or different workers that is in the ministry, different workers or ministries of help or different things, that they will humble down to be servants of God. And don't worry about the next big thing, but worry about what assignment is taking them right now. And let God do the promotions and let God do the increases. And we can be an impact and be a help to the kingdom. I declare and I declare right now, as we begin to go back to our local churches and our local place, that people are going to begin to see kingdom inside of us. Because it's things that happen in different by us. Our language is not the same. Our vocabulary is not the same as it was yesterday. How our appearance look is not the same. Everything about us is going to change because I'm representing the kingdom now. I'm not representing myself. Because we've been in a place representing ourselves, some of our vocabulary and some of our speech, some of our different things is still the same way as if we were still in the world and nothing changed about us. But because I'm representing God and I see the value of God, I see the business, I see what God, revelation that God has, everything about me is different. Everything about me, even my speech. It's an old song, I'm a soldier in the armor of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the armor of the Lord. I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't say like I used to say because I'm a soldier in the armor of the Lord. I brace you all, ADM family, for those that was with Pastor and you embraced and you seen the value of this moment. And you did not allow sleep or somnolence to take control over you. You're going to get ready to receive the biggest blessing that you possibly receive. I know that God's going to get ready to impact your life. These next 2 days are going to be a 2 days to where you're going to experience a realm, and you're going to get ready to experience a level of anointing that you never experienced before. And that's just for those that was seeing seeing value, and because of they seeing value, they was faithful to it. And you'll begin to experience the blessings out of it. Get ready. Because you thought you felt a level of anointing where it came upon your body that it was heat and you could feel the weight of God. You haven't experienced nothing yet. And these next 2 days, I want you to stay consecrated. I don't want you to get into heavy food. Don't get into nothing heavy. Stay consecrated. Get away from a lot of TV, a lot of social stuff. Stay on some water. Don't go into your juice. Don't get into your coffee. Stay in water. Water for these next 2 days and eat very light for these next 2 days. And on Sunday, we get into our picnic. We'll have a great time. But these next 2 days are going to be very important. I feel the weight of God right now. They're going to be next and it's going to be very important in your life.
please follow these instructions. If you follow these instructions, you're going to get rid of experience, a level of anointing, a level of God that you never experienced before. I love you all. God bless you all. I'll be seeing you all tonight at 6:30, doors open, and we're going to get ready and engage into God. Make sure you tell somebody. Bring families, bring friends. Somebody needs healing. Somebody needs deliverance. It's going to be all in the house. You must, pastors and leaders, invite them out because they could be recharged, re-energized to get back to that assignment. Whoever it is, let's revive them, regardless if they're part of ADM or not at ADM, because if they're not ADM, we're going to empower them, and they're going to go back to their local church. They're going to be a help to their pastor, not a hindrance, somebody that the pastor depends on. God bless you all. We love you all. We thank God for you. We'll see you in the next couple of hours of our normal broadcast with Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson. We thank God for you all and everybody that put in work this week, Mother Helen. We thank God for our Minister Nita. We thank God for all of you that put in work and began to go. But guess what? There's more work that God is requiring out of us and pulling out of us. And let's begin to be servants. Let's stop being these adults and these grown leaders. Be servants. And let's look at our office now and let's perfect that office before we could talk about moving into another office. And that other office, God would take us there. We don't have to take ourselves. God bless you all. We'll see you all tonight in the morning.